Hello, ho, ho! It's Tom here, the oversized elf with silly glasses who wrote this book. Before you listen to this story, I'd like to quickly tell you another one. The story of how this book began. It all started with a song. It was called, you guessed it, The Christmasaurus. That song inspired this whole story, but as I began writing the book, it seemed a little lonely, so I wrote another song. Then another and another, and before I knew it, I'd finished the book and had a whole stocking full of Christmassy songs that helped tell the story and bring the characters to life. The book was released a while ago, but I knew that somehow I wanted to get these songs out there too. I see them as a soundtrack to the book, and while the book can be read on its own, just as the songs can be listened to without reading the book, you only get the full story when you combine the two. I think books and music are incredibly special. Books require a reader to use their imaginations to bring the words to life, and music can affect your emotions like nothing else in the universe, which is why I'm so excited to be able to combine the two. So here you're listening to the musical edition of The Christmasaurus, bringing the songs and the book together for the first time. The Christmasaurus is all about family, so I asked mine to sing with me on this soundtrack, thanks very much to my wife G and my sister Carrie, as well as Santa himself, who would like to thank Trevor Dion Nicholas for being the best vocal coach in the North Pole. I had loads of help from some other elves along the way. Fletch, Michael Gracie, Bettina Lopez, Steve Sidwell, Jason Perry, Adam Noble, Paul Shelley, and the wonderful elves at Penguin Random House. Without them and their belief in the magic of music, this wouldn't have happened. Now find some festive nibbles, get comfy, and turn up the volume, and have a very merry Christmas.
Puffin presents The Christmasaurus by Tom Fletcher, read by Paul Shelley. You're about to have an adventure with a boy called William Trundle. His dad, Mr. Bob Trundle, Santa, lots of elves, Brenda Payne, the meanest girl in the school, possibly the world, a very nasty piece of work called the Hunter, and his dog, Growler, and of course a dinosaur called the Christmasaurus. Prologue. The End of the Dinosaurs. This story starts like all good stories do, a long time ago. Not just a long time ago, but a very, very, very long time ago. Squillions of years ago, in fact. Long before your granny and your granddad were born. Before there were any human beings at all. Before cars and aeroplanes, even before there was the internet, there was something even better. Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were the most awesome creatures ever to walk the planet. There were lots of them, and they came in all shapes and sizes. There were small ones that were not much bigger than dogs or cats, some with spiky prickle horns on their backs. There were stupendously ginormous ones called Seismosaurus that were longer than 5 double-decker buses, with necks thicker than tree trunks and skin like the hard rubber tires of a tractor. I know that sounds hard to believe, but it's definitely true, because this is a book, and books don't lie. I'd like to tell you about 2 very special dinosaurs. We'll call them Mummosaurus and Dadlodocus. Those weren't their real names, of course, that would just be silly. Mummosaurus and Dadlodocus had been out all day in the hot, hot heat of the prehistoric sun, and were returning home to their tidy little nest. But what they found in its place was something horrendously horrible. An almighty pile of rocks, bones, and dust. Their home had been raided by evil scavenger dinosaurs, and these sneaky, scroungy little scavengers had smashed up their home good and proper. But for Mummosaurus and Dadlodocus, the mess was the last thing on their minds, because they had left their most precious things alone inside the nest. 12 dinosaur eggs, which were now nowhere to be seen. As you can imagine, Mummosaurus and Dadlodocus were devastated. They stood in the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?